fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 23rd day of December, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. Many of you, probably most of you, will be making road trips, possibly short, possibly long, road trips over these holidays, the next couple of weeks. I want to encourage you to make sure you have a car kit appropriate for the conditions you'll be traveling in, the areas you'll be traveling in. Something all of you need is a serpentine belt. If you're in a somewhat remote area, you may find a 24 to 48 hour delay waiting to get a serpentine belt if that thing breaks, because they are very vehicle specific. And just keep that in the trunk of your car along with your regular car kit. Some food that's won't be harmed by freezing. You need some water, blankets, maybe a couple of candles. A candle may not sound like much, but inside an automobile, you'll be enough heat to keep you from freezing to death. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Be sure your car kit is ready for these road trips, that you've got your serpentine belt, and that should do it. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She does, in fact, pay very careful attention to the things that concern us, and her website is twiland.info. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, it's certainly nice to wake up above freezing.
It is.
Works. It just feels warm almost.
Almost. Well, we're expecting an inch of snow here in my neighborhood before noon. But all things considered, it's not that bad. I guess you probably heard the breaking news is the Berlin truck driver killer has been shot to death in Milan, Italy.
He got into Italy from Germany?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Well, he had multiple identifications and apparently enough financial wherewithal to travel. We don't know where the funding was coming from, but he had sufficient funds to travel. And there's a photograph here on Drudge of him laying on the street dead with all this EMT apparatus hooked up to him in a attempt to keep him alive, which obviously didn't work. So now he's gone to be with Allah with his 72 9-year-old virgins that will be with him forever.
Well, so it was the Italians who caught him. It wasn't the Germans.
Right.
They caught him.
The Italian police. And there was one Italian police officer shot in the shootout, but apparently he's going to be okay.
Well, it's too bad, because he apparently has a wealth of information, or he had a wealth of information, and I was kind of hoping that this time they wouldn't, whoever it was, wouldn't die before they had a chance to get some of that information out of him.
Yeah, well, he was shot at 3 a.m. local time in Milan, Italy. Yes, this is breaking news, and he could have provided possibly a lot of links and information, but that opportunity's gone, obviously.
Well, they probably will interview the family and the friends and find out more about him, but well, good riddance is what I say, I guess. I know that's a terrible thing to say about somebody who loses their life, but he just was—he was crazy. Or, I term all these guys crazy. They're just manic. They're just brainwashed, and it seems to be younger people that are falling for this madness that seems to be happening now. Okay, well. I guess we'll hear more then. Thank goodness he won't be able to kill anybody else.
Right. They show a map here of his travel from Berlin through France and into northern Italy, where he was shot to death.
Where was that posted?
Milan, Italy, is where he was shot to death.
Where was the map posted?
It's all on Drudge. This is all on Drudge Report.
Okay. Well, I will breathe a little easier, because when he was not captured, and I had no idea he had gone to Italy, but when I was out shopping yesterday, I just, I felt fearful. I know that he was in Europe, and he wasn't in the United States, but when you have a mad person free, running around doing atrocious things, you probably don't feel fear, but I'm sure that a lot of Americans do. And, of course, I just hope that nothing like that ever happens here in the United States.
Well, we already have had incidents. It was just a year ago this month that the two members of the Religion of Peace murdered all those people in Santa Barbara, California, which resulted in, and I've been doing these concealed, you're one of my students, by the way, concealed carry classes for more than 12 years. I had more students this calendar year, 2016, than any previous year. And I even had police officers setting up classes on my behalf. That's never happened before. Most of it as a consequence of what happened in Santa Barbara a year ago this month.
Well, I'm glad that you and the other instructors are out there, because I do think that, the way I say it is an armed society is a polite society. That's what they say about the West, the old West. I saw that in a movie one time. I heard it in a movie, probably. You're right. Or maybe it was about France, when they were carrying around their swords and foils. They said, you don't want to irritate somebody you think might fight back. And I see that people are fighting back a little bit.
Well, they need to. Firearm sales in Europe are reaching record numbers, just like here. And I say good for them. And the European Union is attempting to have more stringent firearms controls, which, of course, won't affect the terrorists it simply won't affect the terrorists because they could care less about the law.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I guess we have to worry about the president-elect now, since he is now the president-elect. Somebody said that if he were to die between now and when he was inaugurated, that it would go to the House of Representatives or someplace to decide who would replace him.
And, well, now, let's we'll be praying for the Donald's safety. He's got the best security that can be had between his private security and the safe. And the I don't know if his private security would still be enforced now, but the Secret Service, these guys, I'm sure they really like the Donald. And attitude means a lot. Even for professionals like the Secret Service, so I'm sure they'll do the best they can to keep him safe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to talk about Zika, and then I want to talk about radiation. And what I've discovered this week is mind blowing. It's just absolutely mind blowing. But I first want to talk about Zika. The CDC has allocated $184 million. They were awarded, the CDC was awarded $350 million, and they have earmarked $184 million, which is about half of it, to all sorts of places. They're going to be spending their money on sending emergency response teams to states with Zika outbreaks. And right now that includes Texas and Florida, improving laboratory testing capacity. And, that was part of the problem in Florida, was they told all the pregnant women to come in and get tested, and then they didn't have the test kits, and then they couldn't test them fast enough. I mean, there were women who waited over a month to get their results back. And then they're going to start tracking pregnancies and births affected by Zika, which is, I keep saying, why aren't they tracking these people that come in from Zika endemic areas of the world? Track them. Have the local health departments track them like they did with Ebola. So It looks like they might start tracking. Well, I don't know if they'll track the men, but they're at least going to track the women. And, of course, it might take Zika a long time to kill an adult, but it's the babies are very susceptible to death by Zika. In fact, they think that microcephaly is only a tip of the iceberg. They think as many as 40% of the babies will die from Zika. So that's a lot. That's a eye-opener. 100 million will go to 58 state, territorial, city, and local. And when I see this local public health departments, I don't want the local public health departments, unless they're dealing with the vaccine, I don't want them experimenting with Zika, because, it's just such a terrible virus. And and some women are deciding not to have babies for a while until this gets under control. And the Southeast Regional Center for Excellence in Vector-Borne Disease is going to be, that's the one that was Florida, and they're going to, they're the center of the Zika outbreak, but they've seen chikungunya and dengue, too, in Florida. And what they did in Florida was this center of excellence is actually going to be looking at, is going to be working with six different entities, the Scripps Institute Florida, the Navy Entomology Center of Excellence, the USDA Center for Medical, Agricultural, and Veterinary Entomology, Florida A&M University, Georgia, Southern University, and Florida Departments of Health and Agriculture and Consumer Services. So that's what they're going to do with their money. And these centers of excellence are being set up. Kansas already has theirs set up. And four in ten babies born after Zika infection may have brain defects. So we have the mosquito, and let's say the mosquito bites a monkey or a mammal that has Zika, and then it bites another monkey, and it becomes with it comes down with Zika too. We don't really know a whole lot about Zika and monkeys, but we do know a little bit because of studies done in I think it's Colombia, South America. And they don't know if they're still looking to see if there's a sexual transmission of Zika with the other primates. They've just been looking at primates, but we had some early on reports that domestic livestock could also be affected. That wasn't here in the United States. That was in the Polynesian, the French Polynesian Islands. And the same mosquito could bite, let's say, a man, and he can transfer it to a woman, or vice versa. They found that women can transfer it to men. Then if the woman is pregnant and passes it to her baby, which we don't know that that happens, it may be that the Zika remains in the womb and then infects the baby. So we don't know yet which way that vertical transmission goes. Then let's say the whoever catches the Zika, the mosquito bites them, and then the mosquito could bite a child. You know, children, it's pretty hard to keep them covered up, especially in the summer.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to have to be very careful, and I'd buy stock in DEET, if nothing else. And that's called they are calling an epidemic now. It's the epidemic cycle. As far as we know, it's only in Texas and Florida, but we don't know. It could be any place that a traveler has come back from an endemic zone. Now, the question marks are, could the mosquito transfer Zika to domestic animals? And like I said, there was a study in the French Polynesian Islands that showed that the animals could get Zika, but I don't know the results of that. It was a very small study. But apparently they tested them some way and said, oh, yeah, they've got Zika. Oh, and we did have a case of a horse. What happened to the horse? Oh, the horse bore a foal. It was a mare. Bore a foal that had Zika. So that was disturbing. I think I wrote about that maybe a month ago on my blog. And then whether, you know, if a domestic animal, let's say your pet cat or dog or goat or pig or chicken, you know, if there's a child around, maybe a petting zoo or visiting the farm or whatever, could the domestic animal then transfer that to a child? So there's lots of unknowns, and I would really like them to start tracking everybody who has been to an area that is endemic for Zika. And they say that there was a newly updated study from Brazil suggesting that 40% of the infants infected in the womb may have significant birth defects. So they factored in stillbirths and miscarriages and, you know, not just looking at microcephaly. So it may be that microcephaly was only seen in about 3% of the babies, but it's, you know, it's something we can see right away. But if, you know, we don't normally know about stillbirths and miscarriages and then the congenital defects that kill babies before they're 3 months old. Now this the woman is. Who ran the study, Nielsen Sains, is a professor of pediatric infectious diseases at the University of California, Los Angeles, and her co-authors were from Brazil and the United States. They said, now this group reported adverse outcomes, pregnancy losses or birth defects.
Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought. We'll have Mandy for a few minutes when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website, it's Swiss America, and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 23rd of December. We've got a four-minute update here from Mandy, my director of marketing. Say good morning to Mandy. Ann?
Yeah, good morning, Mandy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Ann?
Oh, I'm good, too. I'm going to have a good Christmas. I bought a pie from the Schnucks, and, you know, it's just going to be great.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to go hiking. I usually go hiking on Christmas Day around the Ozarks, and after last year doing it, I think I'll make it a yearly tradition.
They had cherry pie, so I thought, well, that looks festive. It's a little
early for
it, but
yeah, that sounds great. I love cherry pie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mandy, I know you're making some progress with all the people who want me to come and speak to their groups or churches or universities. So what updates do you have for us this morning?
Yes, I am going back through and one by one sending each Liberty Army person who reached out to us this past year a season's greetings and Merry Christmas email, finding out how we can organize and get your get the information they've given me together so that we can plan this for 2017, because not only are we working with the largest prepper expos and conventions and different churches in the country going into 2017, and not only on a national level, but a global level. We want to get John out into the community, and the way the Liberty Army works, if you want John to come and speak in your community, just tell me about businesses, associations, or organizations which we could send his information to, find out who the contacts are to set up speaking engagements for late 2017 or into 2018, and you make a handsome commission check, and you can use this for whatever you'd like to use it on. You could, it could definitely help with any preparedness and planning you have for yourself or your family. So just email me at help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com, or you can reach out to me via our Facebook page, which is The Liberty Army, and let's start planning, because these things don't happen overnight. If it was a family that John was speaking with, or a group of neighbors in a community, then that doesn't take as much time as a large business or association gathering, which does take a couple of months to market to be successful. Yes.
Yeah.
So just by John saying that, if you are interested to have John speak in late 2017 or even into 2018, now is a perfect time to email me and contact me. But if you have contacted the Liberty Army, you will be receiving an email. If you haven't already received an email from me this week, I'm going to be wrapping that up today and possibly even tomorrow morning. There's so many emails to go through. And right now I'm just organizing everything and getting ready for a very successful 2017 and 18.
Absolutely. And also, another way to find out about this is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Click on Uncle Sam, and everything you need is right there. Mandy, thank you very much. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, my dear. We'll be talking privately soon.
Merry Christmas, John, and Merry Christmas, Ann. I'll call you later on today, John. Bye,
okay,
Ann.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Ann, we got about a minute and a half for the bottom of the hour break.
Okay. The adverse outcomes, pregnancy losses, or birth defects in 55% of pregnancies, which occurred when the infection occurred in the first trimester, 52% of the pregnancy when the infection occurred in the second trimester, and 29% in which the infection occurred in the third trimester. I'm quoting now what she said. I actually don't think there's anything more harmful to a fetus than Zika. It's probably the most teratogenic virus that exists. And teratogenic means that the DNA is damaged. We get that with radiation. Radiation is is teratogenic, and that's where I learned that word. And they said that the newborns may appear normal, but there's a whole gradient of problems. And we have talked about this. And the outbreak in the Americas, and they're talking about South America and as well as North America, will have a profound impact on the cohort of infants delivered in the 9 months after the outbreak peak in each country. So we're still looking to our peak. We haven't peaked yet.
All right. And hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting, people contacting me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 23rd of December. It'll be Christmas and Eve tomorrow, Christmas the day after. And so enjoy your family and enjoy some good times. And if you have some discretionary time to visit my website, you may want to check out the energy cleaners. You might want to participate in the special promotion we have going until next August to help Republic Broadcasting get some more revenue. If you submit a postcard, we pick a postcard out every other week. The next drawing will be the first Thursday in January. If your postcard is the one drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner $70 off retail with $200 of the purchase price going to Republic Broadcasting. Of course, the energy cleaner is a healing device. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. If you have arthritis pain or back pain or any kind of pain, it'll probably help you. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help you. If it doesn't, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're not risking that $285 at all, because I do back it up with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Mattress pads, almost everybody likes them. In fact, I haven't had anybody who didn't like their mattress pad. It's a great combination, the mattress pad along with the energy cleaner to get on the road to optimal health. You can read up on it and study about it at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and the mattress pad right there at my website. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. You put out weekly updates. Tell us about those, Ann, and how people can get them.
Well, I try to make them weekly. I've fallen behind because of the holiday season. It seems to happen, you know, the taxes come due in December and other things. I do try to get them posted weekly. And people that go to my website can scroll down, and towards the bottom of the page, there will be a donate button. I appreciate all donations. And right below that will be a place where you can enter your email. And then when I do update it, you will get an email that says that it has been updated. And below that is an index. So, for instance, if you want to know where to find, I have over 84 pages now. And each blog holds about 100 pages, so you can tell 8,400 pages to go through. You can, for instance, put in Zika and pull up all of the blogs that say something about Zika. All right, I need to get on to this radiation. We certainly, I wouldn't buy stock in any company that is selling anything to do with babies or family planning, or because I think that a lot of women are going to wait now. They're going to delay being pregnant. And those that are pregnant will probably, a lot of them apparently are going to lose their babies early. I think there's going to be a drop in birth rate. And I just need to tell the CDC and the NIH that they need to get their act going. And just,
I do.
They do. I mean, okay. I'm just going to cover, I always like to cover the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Agency, and they have an agreement with Acuren USA Inspections, which has sites all over the country and probably the world. But they had a camera. Now, they use they do testing. So they had an industrial radiography camera, which had an iridium-192 source, approximately 26.3 curie. And it was on a barge outside of, in the Bering Sea, outside of Dutch Harbor, Alaska. And the camera was stored in a Pelican case. And the barge sank. And I'm just going to read you all the agencies that were notified: DHS, FEMA, USDA, HHS, DOE, another DHS watch officer, EPA, and FDA, Nuclear, SSA, FEMA National Watch Center, and I don't even know this last one, DNDO JAC. And what happened, it was hard to get information about this Acuren, but they were apparently using it to look for, it's strange that, The barge sank. There were five people on board of it. They rescued three. So we have missing two crew members and this Pelican case. And it just makes you wonder, since it was up in the Bering Strait, maybe somebody really wanted that. Okay, then the Columbia Generating Station, and you know that that's at Richland, Washington, which is also Hanford. And it has an operating reactor. And now this just, it went into hot shutdown. It was an automatic scram. And that means that the software in the control room automatically put the control rods and inserted them into the matrix of the fuel rods. And it was a full reactor scram. And this was, you know, you would think that they would have had some way of knowing. They were generating electricity, and they were sending it over to the Bonneville Power Administration. And it went to the Ash substation, and it was the high-voltage transmission line tripped because it said it's a breaker that should have immediately opened to cut off power to the line at the substation was slow to open. Now, so, you know, I've got all this energy that I want to send over these high-voltage power lines, and the substation wouldn't take it. So because of the breaker malfunction at the BPA, a secondary system kicked in and opened other breakers, including the line that transmits power from the nuclear plant to the nearby ASH substation. And they don't know why the breaker was slow to open, but they think it might have something to do with the sub-zero temperatures. And they think, subsequently found a leak of water in a line supporting the spray system to keep the reactor core cool in an emergency. So, it's one of those things. When I was working in safety in the nuclear industry, we had to review incidences, and it was always two things, you know, like he didn't have his belt on and there was nobody holding the ladder. Or, you know, it was usually people can see one safety concern, but they can't see multiple.
Right.
There are five cities under gamma attack. Now, this is going to blow your mind, John. This is just,
okay.
I hope you're sitting down. Are you ready?
I'm sitting down. Go ahead.
Okay, you know that the magnetic North Pole has moved over to Siberia, and you can see a map. I mean, they call it a wandering magnetic North. You can just anyway. The European Space Agency has a nice map of that from 1831 to 2014, and they put up a. This is a remarkable discovery. There's a huge, and they're calling it a jet stream, but there is a stream of molten iron that is heading towards Canada. Now, it's down about 2,000 miles below the surface of the Earth. Well, 2,000 miles is at the outer core. So they think what's happening is that the outer core is being squeezed, and it's caused by liquid in the core squeezing around a boundary. They don't know what the boundary is. They say that the jet stream, I don't even like that term, is accelerating and could switch directions.
The jet stream could switch directions, go from east to west instead of west to east?
No, see, that's why I don't like that term. No, we're talking about a liquid in the core is moving, and they're calling it a jet stream. I've got to come up with
that. Oh, they're calling this core a jet stream, not the jet stream we're used to.
No, that's right. Yeah,
okay, all right.
It's molten iron. Well, we think it's molten iron nickel, and it's 2,000 miles underground, okay? and it's being squeezed. That's why they think it's moving. So it's not the whole core is moving, it's just part of it. And they said that the position of this molten iron aligns with the boundary between two different regions in the Earth's core. I don't know what they're talking about. I've never seen two different regions in the Earth's core, but they think that it's the outer region of the Earth's core. And it said it could be provided by buoyancy or maybe from changes in the magnetic field within the core. And the protective field extends thousands of miles into space. And, of course, we talk about the magnetosphere a lot. And with this magnetosphere, which is so important to our life here on Earth, has weakened 15% over the last 200 years. Well, take that with a grain of salt. That's an average. And it hasn't weakened that much over all the planet. It is weaker here over North America. And but they think that this stream of molten iron is moving towards Canada. And, okay, they indicate that the iron in the outer core is moving faster in the northern hemisphere, mostly under Alaska and Siberia. Well, that kind of, you know, that kind of aligns with what we know about the magnetic North Pole. The magnetic North Pole is moving, or it moved from the border between Canada and Alaska and is now over in Siberia. So it's moving at 25 miles per year. Now, this is 2,000 miles under your feet, 25 miles per year. And this is three times faster than the typical outer core speeds and hundreds of thousands of times faster than the speed at which the Earth's tectonic plates move. And, you know, we talk about millimeters per year, centimeters per year. And they found, so they had what they did. This was the European Space Agency. They had a swarm mission. Swarm, S-W-A-R-M. I'm not going to try to take it apart. And the new data is being processed by the British Geological Survey. And so they had three satellites. And two satellites fly side by side at a height of 280 miles. And a third satellite will fly at an altitude of 330 miles. So the third one is a little higher. And they get data from the swarm. And so that's what's happening. This is not in your high school physics book. It's not even in your college physics book. Nobody expected this. They just decided they were going to map the magnetic field. And they say now that there's a river of molten iron that is moving towards Canada and Alaska. Now, as it turns out, there was a Russian military plane crash this last week. And I have on my blog, there will be a map that shows you how close the plane crash is to the magnetic North Pole. Now, when the magnetic North Pole was at the border between Alaska and Canada, there weren't any airports close to it. And but now this is over in Siberia, and there are airports. And so I asked one of my fellow hams who has a license to fly. He says, yeah, we were warned that not to fly too close to the magnetic North Pole because it'll make the instrument spin. So I think that the Russians probably aren't up to speed on where the magnetic North Pole is. And I think that a lot of Americans aren't either, you know, and that's one reason I talk about this issue, because people need to know that that things are happening under their feet that will affect their lives. Now, I have another one that's going to sweep you off your feet.
Okay.
This is going to turn your world upside down. All right. You know what CERN is. That's the accelerator. Over that crosses into France and Switzerland.
Right.
And they made antimatter. Now, I've always been wary of antimatter. I didn't think that was a very good thing for them to do. And normally they have, so you have electrons, and the antimatter for electrons is positrons. So you have an electron which is negatively charged and a positron which is positively charged. So they didn't, you know, they made it, and they said they tickled it with a, you know, these people don't need to be poetic. Tickled it with a laser, and they got a color out of it, and that was the color they expected. So now they want to make more, and they think that this would be worthy of a Nobel Prize. Now, the differences between matter and antimatter are extremely subtle. So they want to study this, so they want to make more. So they're designing an experiment where they can make more antimatter. Well, I don't... In the middle of this article, NASA has a video that shows how antimatter, how thunderstorms blast antimatter clouds. Thunderstorms are making I'll talk more about it.
After the break. We've got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 23rd of December. Let's continue, Ann.
Yes. So, we're talking about thunderstorms. And I suspect that you were taught the same thing that I was, that lightning is caused by static electricity, that there is a buildup of electrons, and the Earth is positive, or clouds can be positive if there's something from the sun that breaks the magnetosphere and drops the positive ions into our atmosphere. And, you know, thunderstorms go up to 60,000, 70,000 feet. A lot of them are at 50,000 feet, so they're well above the jet stream. Anyway, what I was taught, and I assume that this is what you were taught, was that lightning occurs when the positive ions hit the negative ions, and it creates a thunderbolt, and some of it's cloud to cloud, and some of it's cloud to ground. Well, it's all wrong, John. It's just forget that. We have NASA, who has been studying thunderstorms, and you have to look at this video. You'll need to get up there and watch this because it is fascinating. But NASA has said no. What's happening is that when there's a thunderbolt, there are gamma rays produced. Well, static electricity does not produce gamma rays. Now, gamma rays are produced by nuclear material. And gamma radiation is very harmful to people and other animals. And so apparently what's happening, there's some kind of antimatter above 50,000 feet or so. And when it collides with a matter, so if we have an electron, if we are somehow antimatter is being created in the above the jet stream, and then when it hits, an antimatter would be like a positron. So when the electrons hit the positron, what happens, or if it's a, if it's many, if it's a bigger chunk, the electrons end up on the magnetic field line. Now that's the matter, and the positron disappears, and the result of that is that gamma rays are produced. So they're produced in a sphere-like configuration. So that means that when you see lightning, you are being bombarded with gamma rays. And nobody's ever told you that, have they? Have you ever heard that, John?
Never heard of it. No, Ann, not at all.
No. So this is astounding news. One, we want to know why is there antimatter above 50,000 feet above our heads, and why haven't they told us? Now, gamma rays will go through most things, and they do. They make birth defects and they change your DNA and all that. But we're talking about mega electron volts of gamma rays being generated by
and we'll have to continue
lightning.
Next Friday.
All right, John. Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much. We got top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.